Mishnah is Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Our Perek is going to now begin discussing the laws of various different forms of cooking on Shabbos, and we're going to be introduced to a number of concepts. So let's begin. In the Hakdama to the Mishnah, they explain over here that there are two different methods of cooking prior to Shabbos. There's something called Shehiya, where you place your food on top of the stove and you let it sit there, you know, throughout the Friday night, from Erev Shabbos till Friday night, so that it stays hot. And then there's the concept of hatmana, of wrapping up your food on Erev Shabbos in order to maintain the heat so that when Shabbos comes in, you're able to, you know, have hot food on Shabbos. And we discussed in the previous chapter, the previous parak, that hatmana is only when you're using something that'll maintain the heat. For example, you wrap up chont in a blanket, so it doesn't add heat, it only maintains the heat. And you can only do this on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. And the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos, and the reason why you can't do it, you can't wrap it up with something that'll add heat, is because we are concerned of Gzerah Shem Yechata, lest you go ahead and stoke the coals. And this concern, this Gzerah, is going to constantly come up in this chapter of Shem Yechata, lest you stoke the coals, when you're doing different things of cooking for Shabbos. Let's begin. Kira and oven. A kira is a rectangular shape oven that has the ability to hold two pots on its mouth. And a kira, it would be there's three levels of ovens. Tanur is the first level, then kupach, and then kira. Tanur is the hottest, then goes kupach, then goes kira. Tanur is like a cone. It's narrow on top, wide at the bottom, and it's the hottest oven. And the laws will be stricter on that oven. We'll see in the next Mishnah. Then kupach is a square. It can hold one pot on it, and so it'll be the middle level of heat. And kira is a rectangular shape that can hold two pots on it, and that's the lowest level of heat. The idea is that the lower level of heat of the oven, the less we're concerned that you're going to play around with it, and there's more leniencies. The stronger the level of heat of the oven, then we're more concerned you'll play around with it, and there's more stringencies. Kira, an oven. So min tanur latat lebishol, some kind of oven they used to cook. Okay, she is sikua pekash begav. But it's also going to make a difference now, what heating elements you use to heat up the oven. So kash and gavava is straw and twigs. It's things that are insignificant. These things will not turn into coals after they're done burning. They'll just disintegrate. So then in this scenario, you notice in Allah, you could place on top of the kira a tavshil. Let's just say we'll use chont, for example, on Erev Shabbos, in order to leave it there throughout Shabbos. And we're not concerned that you're going to stoke the coals because kash and gavava, straw and twigs, do not turn into coals. They just disintegrate when they're done burning and therefore it's permitted. However, the gefes u be'etzim, if you use gefes is the pesolas, the garbage that comes out of olives and sesame seeds after you're done soaking them and oil comes out of it. This is what gefes is called. It's a stronger element of that they use for heating. U be'etzim, where you use actual thick pieces of wood. If this is what you use to heat up your kira, then lo yitain, you cannot put your tavshil on it on Erev Shabbos in a standard case, because we're afraid you'll stoke the coals. The only time it would be permitted is ach yigrof o sheyitin esaifer, if you remove the coals. So if you remove the coals, even though you're using a hotter element to heat up your flame, if you remove the coals before Shabbos, then you could leave your food on the fire before Shabbos. Or ach yitin esaifer, if you put ashes on the coals before Shabbos, then again, even if the coals are there, you could put your food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos, because we're not concerned that you'll stoke the coals. Now they say over here, when were the Chacham concerned? Shem Yechata. That was all in a case where the Tavshil either wasn't cooked all the way, so we're afraid that you're going to go ahead and stoke the coals, or even if it was cooked all the way, but more cooking will make it even tastier. That's the concept called mitstamek v'yafalai. It's cooked already, but more cooking will make it tastier. In these cases where you're going to go ahead and play around with the food, the Chacham had their gzeras. But aval tavshil shelo bishel klal, the Kahati explains if you have a tavshil that wasn't even cooked at all, or bishel called tzarkai bishel osef pogam tamai, or so either it wasn't cooked at all, or it was cooked all the way. But now more cooking will actually burn the food. It'll make it bad. That's the concept called mistamik viraloi. More cooking will make it worse. Then in those cases, it's permitted to do shehiya, to leave the food on top of the stove, even if you use the hottest type of, you know, heating elements. And even if you don't scrape out the coals or put ashes on it. We're not concerned because more heat will only, you know, serve will just be detrimental to your food. So you're not going to go ahead and stoke it. In those cases, you just leave the food that you're not even thinking about it. You don't want to touch it. Because if the rule is if you're going to add more heat to it, and it'll do bad to the food, so then we're not concerned. But if you add more heat to it, it'll do good to the food. That's when we are concerned. And they say, similarly, if you have a tafshel that was all the way, it was cooked all the way. But then you take a raw piece of food, and you put the raw piece of food into the tafshel. Again, you're not going to touch the tafshel because the whole thing is looked as if it's not cooked at all. Because you have this, you know, raw piece of meat sitting in it. And then you're mesiach das, you don't even think about the food anymore, and you can just leave it on the flame. And we don't have these requirements of taking out the coals or, you know, using a lesser degree of a heating element like straw or twigs. Because when you have a raw piece of meat sitting inside your tafshel, then you're not going to touch it. Moving right along, Bishami Omer Mchamen. Bishami say that the rule of placing a hot food on the flame Erev Shabbos is only with regards to hot water, not an actual dish, not like a chicken soup or a cholent, just plain hot water that you could put on the oven Erev Shabbos after you remove the coals, you put ashes onto the coals, or if you're dealing with just twigs and straw, you don't have to do anything, you could just use it as it is, but only chamen, hot water, not an actual tavshil, avalo tavshil, but not a tavshil, not a thing, something like cholent. And even though you did all your requirements, either you use straw or you use something that was thicker, but you remove the ashes, or you put, dust on the ashes, the chachamim, the bishami are machmer, they're stringent, because by a tavshil, they're more concerned. They say here, they say, bishami, they're concerned that there's always going to be some kind of spark there that you're not going to notice, and by a tafshil they're more stringent, and you may go ahead and stoke the coals, and therefore they only permit hot water, not an actual tafshil. No, they're not concerned. You can put hot water, you can put a tafshil on it. It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to be aware, as long as you follow the rules of how to set up your oven before Shabbos, and therefore you could put both hot water and a tafshil. And then again, Bishami Omim Notlin, they say that when Shabbos comes in, you can only remove the food from the flame and serve it to your guest or serve it to your family, but you can't put it back on the flame. They're machmir, they're stringent. Avalo machzir, you can't return it to the flame, because if you return it to the flame, it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. How can you put something back on the fire? They say you can even put the hot water or the food back on the flame. And we're not concerned that it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. However, they say it's only when you're still holding on to it and you have in mind that you want to put it back on the flame. But if you just put it on the ground, you forgot about it, or you even put it on the ground then they say you can't put it back on the flame because then it'll look like you're cooking. Mishnah Beis, Tanur, an oven. So not a Kira now. Now we're in a Tanur, which is a lot hotter. A tanner is it's narrow at the top, around at the bottom, so it maintains the heat better. Shiziku, even with kashin gavva, even if all you used was the straw and the twigs, they don't even turn into coals. Lo yitin, you can't put a tafshil on the tanner on Erev Shabbos. Bein mitocho, bein me'al gavav, whether you put it inside the oven or on top of the oven from the outside. Because since it becomes so hot, we're concerned that you may go ahead and stoke whatever kind of, twigs that are left inside of it. And therefore, it's prohibited in all scenarios to put food on it before Shabbos and let it sit on the stove into Shabbos. They say, all the more so, if you're going to use gefas and eitzim, you're going to use things that, you know, will turn into coals before Shabbos or on Shabbos, you can't go ahead and use this tanner at all on Erev Shabbos to put your food on it and let it sit there throughout Shabbos. Kupach. Now, the kupach is the middle ground. It's like it's the square shape that can only hold one pot. And it's going to be between the kira and the tanur in terms of level of heat. So here it depends. A kupach shesiku, you heat it up with kashu begavva, with things that don't turn into coals. You heat it up with straw and twigs. Then I raise it like a kirayim, it'll have the same laws as a kirayim that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. That we're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and stoke the coals on Shabbos. However, if you use gefas and eitzim, these things that would turn into coals. So because we're dealing with a kupach and not a kira, then our ayuka tanur has the same level of a tanur, and it'll be prohibited to put food on it on Erev Shabbos, even if you remove the coals or put dust on the coals as a reminder or to cool it down. Even so, because you're using a hotter heating element, in Akira, which is in a Kupach, which is the in between Tana and Kira level. So we're more concerned that you're going to stoke the coals and therefore be prohibited to put food on top of the oven Erev Shabbos when you heat it up with Gepes and Eitzim.